I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Later in the broadcast, how activists in Chicago are trying to keep kids from killing other kids, and the dish from editors of some top women's magazines. But first, the U.S. House of Representatives voted yesterday to open an ethics investigation of Congressman William Jefferson. The move came a day after the Louisiana Democrat was indicted on 16 counts of corruption. He's accused of soliciting more than $1 million in bribes. Jefferson represents Louisiana's 2nd District, which includes the area in New Orleans devastated by Hurricane Katrina. That community is still struggling to recover from the effects of the hurricane, and city and state officials have actively sought federal help for the recovery. The question now is whether William Jefferson can still be an effective advocate in the wake of his indictment. With us to talk about this, Monique Hardin. She's an attorney and co-director of Advocates for Environmental Human Rights. That group provides legal and educational support for Gulf Coast residents who want to maintain a healthy environment. She's speaking with us from WWNO in New Orleans. Hi, Monique.
Hello, Michelle.
Also joining us is Bill Walsh. He is a Washington correspondent for the New Orleans Times-Picayune. He was kind enough to join us here in our studios. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Thanks for coming
here.
In. Sure. Bill, Congressman Jefferson's district was hard hit by Katrina. What does it look like today, and what role has Mr. Jefferson played in the recovery?
Well, his district is really a mixed bag at this point. You can go to tourist areas in New Orleans and not know that there was ever a hurricane. You can go to the French Quarter, for example, and have a party like you used to have and not know that just 2 years ago it was the New Orleans was the scene of the worst natural disaster in American history. But you can also go 5 minutes outside of the French Quarter and it looks very much like it did shortly after the hurricane. Whole neighborhoods continue to be leveled. The debris is finally cleaned up, but houses are abandoned. People haven't returned. Joe Lieberman, a senator from Connecticut, was down there a few months ago and said that, you know, he's visited 4 war zones and never seen anything like this.
And that's a year later. Over a year later, and still rough. What's Bill Jefferson's, what has his role been up here in Washington? What's he been trying to do, and has he had any effect?
He has had an effect. I mean, he's been working not alone but with the entire Louisiana delegation, along with the delegations of the other hurricane-affected states, Mississippi and Texas. And I think as a group, they've been fairly effective at getting money and federal assistance for the entire region. Jefferson, as an individual, managed to get legislation passed to help minority businesses in New Orleans. And so that was a success for him. Even at a time when the cloud of the federal investigation was hanging over his head, people during his last reelection said he couldn't be effective, and I think he proved them wrong, at least in a certain sense, by getting a bill passed. Now, however, the question is, how effective can he be now that there's a federal indictment, and will Louisiana continue to get the help it needs with this indictment?
Monique, has Bill Jefferson been visible in the district?
Well, yes, but let me just first say that I don't think his indictment really shocked anyone who was aware of the federal investigations that once it became publicly known about a month before Hurricane Katrina.
And of course, that was when the infamous $90,000 was allegedly found in his
freezer. That's right, and you saw federal investigators pouring out of his house with box loads of materials and information. And I think that was about July of 2005 before the hurricane struck. And so there's always been this, you know, overshadowing of this indictment hanging over his head. And now we have the indictment. In the district, Congressman Jefferson has taken steps to support the reopening of public housing, securing affordable housing. But, you know, these efforts are clearly overshadowed by the 94-page indictment.
But how about in the district, though, Monique? Do you think that people felt his presence? Have they felt that he has been available to them, for example, when they've needed, you say, constituent service concerns? Has he been accessible in the way that they're used to?
Well, I mean, to be frank about it, he hasn't been the kind of hands-on legislator that groups like ours and others would have liked to have seen. However, I should also mentioned that with regards to public housing, affordable housing, and as Bill mentioned, minority businesses, he has been active in those areas. But again, this indictment creates a bigger problem for us in New Orleans and the Gulf Coast region because it's been turned into this political theater now. And it diverts attention away from the help we need from the federal government, and it has a potential of swaying public opinion that, you know, perhaps we're somehow unworthy for electing corrupt officials, allegedly corrupt officials, into these offices. And that's the reason why our reconstruction is not where it should be.
So it creates a taint of dishonesty and sort of chaos around these efforts that you think spreads to persons beyond Jefferson. Is that the concern?
Yeah, I think the impact of his indictment is that it affects the entire Gulf region.
Bill, what changes for Bill Jefferson on Capitol Hill? Now, as I think you mentioned, that he was removed from the Ways and Means Committee even before the indictment, and he chose to step off of the Small Business Committee, which was the sole remaining committee that he was on, because I assume that he believed he was going to be removed, and he chose to step aside from the one committee in which he was still participating. So what changes for him now on Capitol Hill? Can he still function?
Well, I think he can function in the way he's been functioning, which is just to try to go about his business. But he has been other members of Congress from other states have been a little bit reluctant to deal with him because of the impending indictment that, I mean, we all expected it was coming. Now that it's actually happened, I think he's going to be somewhat radioactive. He's stepped off the one committee that he was on. And so, you know, he's not going to have a whole lot to do. He'll be able to vote, of course. He can, you know, he can talk to members, he can lobby members, et cetera. But I think there's a real question about his effectiveness here, given the indictment.
I'm looking at a list of the bills that he's introduced, and there are about 30 of them. And I can see that only a handful have co-sponsors. And those that have co-sponsors do all pertain to specific rebuilding efforts. There's one to rename the low housing credit, the affordable housing credit, and to increase the per capita amount. There's to expand eligibility for student loans and things of that sort. But would other members of the delegation be expected to step up and address the interest of New Orleans, or is that just not something that's
they
done?
Have been? You know, I think that the other members of the delegation are going to just try to put this to the side and continue to focus on the recovery, because this is what they do now full time. And I think it's kind of like, you know, a member of the team being sidelined, and they're going to continue to push forward. It was interesting. Last year, Jefferson tried to get a resolution passed marking the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, which is a pretty benign thing. And he couldn't get it through. And it was because the Republican leadership at the time was so down on him. He had this ethical cloud hanging over him. They just wouldn't give him the time of day. And so it just languished. And now that there's an official indictment, all those rumors have been reduced to black and white and a 94-page indictment, I think he's going to have an even harder time being effective.
And, of course, your newspaper, the editorial board of your newspaper, the New Orleans Times-Picayune, yesterday called for Jefferson to step down, saying that he just would not – just is not able to, with the distractions, be the full-time congressman that the district needs. Monique, I wanted to ask you that Mayor Ray Nagin supported Bill Jefferson in his reelection bid last year, and he did prevail in a runoff after a comfortable margin over a very large field. Does this indictment now seen as somehow a poor reflection on Ray Nagin's judgment?
Well, I think, again, going back to that public perception, you know, outside and beyond the Gulf Coast in particular, it really casts a poor reflection on it. That perception can, you know, consider that, you know, not just Ray Nagin, but the voters are somehow have exercised poor judgment in reelecting Jefferson. You know, you got to understand that. The reality is that, you know, across the Gulf Coast, and I can speak, you know, specifically about New Orleans, where I live, people are pulling together like never before to rebuild our communities. And we recognize the need for, you know, reforming our government at all levels, local, state, and federal. And the situation with Jefferson is really, you know, I'm really concerned about how this will impact federal legislation and federal support for our recovery. The fact that our mayor supported him is only part of a larger issue of, you know, he was reelected. And although the indictment is just an allegation, a set of allegations, and nothing has been proven of his guilt or innocence, you know, it does create this huge stigma around the city of New Orleans, in particular, the state of Louisiana, with its, you know, kind of historical, very well publicized issues of political leadership corruption, and this is kind of one more.
It's another reminder of that sort of past history.
Right. And it's a really sad reminder because we really need the national support for our recovery.
Okay. Bill, we're down to our last minute. And I also should mention that we have a statement from Congressman Jefferson, and we'll post it in its entirety on our website, where he says that he has been and will continue to be an effective legislator. So, Bill, in the minute that we have left, I wanted to ask, what are New Orleans' priorities on Capitol Hill right now? If you could just tell us briefly what they are.
The first priority is getting billions of dollars for the Road Home program, which is the home rebuilding program for people who lost their houses. The state miscalculated how much it was going to need, came up about $5 billion short. So they are right now pushing Congress to get that money. They're going to, despite the indictment, I think the state's going to benefit from the fact that Democrats have made Hurricane Katrina a big political issue. The Democrats think they can gain by this issue. And so the Democrats, despite Jefferson, are going to, I think, continue to focus on Hurricane Katrina.
Bill Walsh, thank you. Bill Walsh is a Washington correspondent for the New Orleans Times-Picayune. He joined us here in our studios in Washington. We were also joined by Monique Hardin. She is the co-director of Advocates for Environmental Human Rights. She joined us from WWNO in New Orleans. Thank you both so much for talking with us today. And for a full statement from Congressman Jefferson on how he can continue to be effective, please go to our website at npr.org/tellmemore.